not should want. Everybody should want and come.
Pay your admission. Don't mean pay your admit.
Last week, I was speaking about a question that a number of people ask on the words of the Rambam. The Rambam writes that not only someone doesn't believe in Mashiach, but even someone that's not mechakel b'yosei, he doesn't await his coming as a kofer. And I discussed various angles about it. I want to dig a little bit deeper, just to give help to understand a little bit better some of the points in this discussion on the Rambam, and then we'll go back some of the things we mentioned last week, some of the other points. Main part of the question that arises here: what does it mean to be mechaka l'biyasa? What does the word mechaka, await his coming, mean? Before I continue, I'll give a hakdama right away. What I'm saying now is, I didn't see necessarily printed in any sefer, and I'm not making up my own things, but the way I'm going to deliver what I'm going to say, I'm just putting together my own way. You could agree or disagree. I definitely think it helps understand some of what Rambam says, but I'm not quoting any direct sefer now. Just keep that in mind. So what does the word mechaka l'biyasa mean? If you look at mechaka l'biyasa from the tzimz, it's important to understand that the same word can have a number of angles, and it's important to understand in each particular source that you view, that you're learning what is that particular source emphasizing. It seems to me mechaka l'biyasa has three basic meanings. Mechaka means to want, to desire. There's a number of places, I'm not going to go through the Mekadis now, but there's a number of places that clearly teach Mechaka as Mis'ava, someone that desires Mashiach. For example, the Rebbe learns, the Rambam writes, L'nis'avu ha'chachamim v'anevim, the Chachamim and Nevim did not desire Mashiach, they didn't desire it for physical things, but for spiritual things. The Rebbe learns that the Nis'ava, the desire, is part of Mechaka. And there's Rashi in Sanhedrin, and also teaches Mechaka Mis'ava. I think it's important to give Mekadis, because I'm not making this up. The second thing in Mechaka is similar to what I discussed last week. The word mechaka means mamtin, to wait. Now, waiting could mean you're waiting, you know, sometimes a person says, let me wait and see what's going to happen. He's not anticipating anything major, he's just, you know, sitting and waiting. So mechaka here means to wait, to anticipate. Like you say in English, your wait is coming, you're anticipating, what I would think a good word in English is you expect him to show up.
You know for certain he's going to show up. You just don't know when.
Sure, but then
that's
huh?
You know for certain he's going to come. That's mechaka. Mechaka means you're waiting something. You know.
Obviously, absolutely. But in other words, the word mechaka means that you. In other words, in this part of mechaka, there's two parts. There's a belief. You believe that he's going to come. You're expecting him to come. And there's also a certain feeling of anticipation. You're waiting. You're there's also a regish. It's not just a belief. It's not just a knowledge. There's also a feeling here. You're waiting. In other words, not sometimes you want something, but you're not expecting it. Then when you're expecting something you want, there's a certain feeling
it
of.
Comes with hemshich, like you said last week.
Yeah, fine. I'll finish my thought. It's a bit complicated. I mean,
you're not going to put your
The third aspect of mechaka means is also connected. It's not always some emphasized. It means to be hopeful. In other words, you have the word of you have mechaka means that you're. I mean, it's not so emphasized. But Moshe, the Rebbe clearly attaches the word mechaka hoffen unvarten. That's when we use the lashon of the Rebbe. Because they say it's chelik hafchas. The famous Sikh and Pasha's Kukas, Meri Yigala, the Rambam Paradum. And I'll soon explain each one of these three things. Now, what happens is, let me start, backtrack a little bit, discuss a little bit what I discussed last week, and then I'll zoom in on these three meanings. The Rambam writes on that's not Mechaka L'Biyasi is a Kofer, right? The question that most people right away have, why is he a Kofer? Now, the question really comes because Most people that ask this question, they're interpreting the word mechake to means to want, to desire. So they ask a question, I believe in Mashiach, if I don't want, if I don't desire him, why should I be a kafir? If you translate the word mechake to expect him to come, or you translate mechake to means you hope that he's going to come, so the question is not such a big question. You understand? Let's start off. What is bothering people? Why? What is the question based on? The person opens the Rambam and says, "Mishenim Amar, Mishenim Mechake LeBiyosei, LeBishar." Not only so. What is the question based on? What bothers people? What bothers people is, at least it seems to me, that I believe Mashiach will come. Deep down, I would want him to come, but I can't say I desire. I want.
Why do you have to believe that B'chol Yain?
I'm not getting the. I'll get to that later. I'm just highlighting how it's important to identify what mechake means in order to understand why I need to be mechake.
Why do you draw the conclusion that mechake means that?
Mechake means all three things. Mechake means all three things. But I'm saying when you have, I'm just saying it's important to be aware of what you're focusing on in order to understand the conclusion. Mechake, I think, means all three things. I told you there's different sources that clearly explain it one way, another way, third way. But in other words, to understand what the Rambam is highlighting by Mechake LeBiyosei, and to understand the context of the question and the context of the answer, you first and foremost have to understand what the context of Mechake means. So I'm saying, when a person asks the question, why if a person is not mechake LeBiyosei is a kafir, what is he asking?
Shchintes begulusa. Let's work it this way.
Yeah.
Shchintes begulusa. The world, everything, the whole creation of the world was for that.
Yeah.
Is why should I hope for? Why should I hope for it?
Of course, he should hope for it.
So then he's not hoping for it. It's a kafir. It is a kafir because he the whole creation of the world was for that. So whatever it is lack of that, is a fitter for creation. If you know that it's really such a great thing that the Eibishter is in Golus and he's suffering, the whole world is suffering, the whole creation works for that. So you don't, you're not mechakelei, is.
So how are you translating the word mechake here?
But if I touch
the word, how you translate the word mechake?
I'm touching. I think the touch mechake is I really believe he's going to come. Hayyim. And that's my question is, why don't I believe tomorrow is not a kefir?
Well, can be believed because the Rebbe says believe separately.
And the Rebbe
says believe separately. I'm saying, what did you just say? What's your question? How did you
ask?
What was the last thing you just said?
If I believe he has to come today.
Yeah.
The question is, if I don't believe today, he'll come tomorrow.
No, it doesn't say anywhere in halacha that I have to believe that he's definitely going to come today. I have to anticipate and want and hope
mechake means that I anticipate his coming today. Mechake means I'm waiting today to come.
In other words, in halacha tells me that I can't. Okay, I don't want to elaborate on this point, but in the context of halacha doesn't say I have to believe that I'm coming today, because that equals that halacha is telling you, the Eibush is telling you that Mashiach is coming today. And if he didn't come today, then tomorrow Taita won't be able to demand of me to believe he's definitely coming tomorrow. But yesterday I was supposed to believe he's definitely coming yesterday, and he didn't come yesterday.
What is this? I don't know.
But anyway,
the lashon of the animam, whoever's masakin it is a klis. Whoever's masakin,
yeah,
whoever it is.
Yeah, fine.
But they say there was masakin.
Okay, I'll ask the same question but differently. Yeah, you have the animam. Yeah, we say achakalei b'chol yim shiyavi. I wait his coming every day. The Rebbe spoke many times that what does it mean achakalei b'chol yim shiyavi? Some people say I wait his coming every day. I don't necessarily believe he'll come today. I don't expect him to come today. So the Rebbe says, no, achakalei b'chol yom shiyavi means achakalei b'chol yom shiyavi b'chol yom. I wait every day that he'll come that day. If you think about it a little bit, you realize there's a subtle difference here in the two pirushim how I tie to it mechake. The first person that's saying achakalei b'chol yom shiyavi means whenever he'll come, he'll come. Means achakalei, I have a desire every day that he will come. It's achak is like just a taiva. Not I'm expecting him to come. The second shot, which the Rebbe emphasized, means I expect him to come. You see over here the difference between the two things? So I'm saying, so it's important to keep in mind what confuses people a lot, what I'm realizing in this whole account, in this whole thing, is that people, it's important to identify what achake means. Because when you say achake le b'chol m'shevi, what are you saying? Some people want to tie it to mean achake le, I desire that he'll come. If achake means I desire he'll come, okay, you could say I desire him to come today, but I could also learn, I desire that he should come. That's what the chiyuv is. I should feel a lack, I should want him to come. So I have to expect that he's coming today.
I want to win $100 million.
Yeah.
I want. My wanting, I'm telling you I want it. And you believe me, I want it, right?
Well, you bought a lot of the tickets
but
for that.
But the Nesvek, are you going to the bank, are you going to buy, you're going to invest things, and the money that you're going to make in the day?
But anyway, so getting back to what I was saying. Now I'll explain to you that what my point is I'm trying to say is that many people, if you interpret mechake as just, if you just interpret it as a desire, as a want, it would be hard to understand why if I don't want, I don't desire Mashiach to come, today I'm a kofer. I believe in Mashiach. Deep down, I can't say that I'm mamish, I feel a lack in my life, life is good and everything, I can't say I feel the lack. So for people it's a bit hard to understand, if I'm not achakel in that context, that I want him, I desire him, I push it, feel the lack that I should be called a kafir. But again, that's because what are you focusing on? You're focusing on the tach of as a want, as a desire. But if you'd focus on the chaka as I expect him to come, things change dramatically. As I discussed last week, if a person believes in Mashiach, but he says, Mashiach will come whenever he'll come, I don't believe he's coming right now. He believes, he doesn't expect him to come. If he doesn't expect him to come now, he's in essence saying that he, if he's not coming that now, when is he going to come? If he says tomorrow, means, like I said, not now,
Not tomorrow. Tomorrow means in 3 generations.
Yeah, I'll give you another dogma. I might have mentioned it, huh?
You said your father said.
Yeah, he used to say, tell him I'll do it tomorrow in 5 minutes. So you mean not now.
Now, every time it's
So then there's another nekuda here. There's I think I might have mentioned, I don't remember, but the Chofetz Chaim has a word. He says, what means ain't the mechakel biyosei, that is misyoish mi biyosei. He uses it's a feeling. People bring the Chofetz Chaim, I think they totally take him out of context. So saying, as long as you believe Mashiach will come, as long as you don't completely give up, hope will come, so B'snish can care for it. But I think he's saying something much more than that. I think what he's saying is that some people, they gave up already. Shayna Zaylang in Golos, they don't think it's real. So such a person, what I'm saying now is B'derech Hefshir. You could agree, disagree. Saying such a person, he wants Mashiach to come. Could be he's anticipating him. He really sees Tzadis is going. Could be he really has a great sugar for Mashiach. Yeah, but it seems it's a really practical Mashiach. They said 10 years ago he'll come. They said 20 years ago he'll come. I give up. He's Mashiach. Such a person, what is he lacking? He's lacking, he's not expecting him to come, but what it comes from is a lack of hope. Now, it's not a lack of desire. It's not that he's missing the mechaka of the desire he has. What he's missing is the hope. The hope it was causing him not to expect. So I'm just highlighting that there's a number of angles here, what the word mechake means, and it's sometimes when you have to keep in mind how it's expecting Mashiach to come has three basic layers. There's a feeling of lack, and it then is expectation, and hope that the expectation will actually come to fruition. Now, last week I discussed a few explanations why someone doesn't expect Mashiach is a kafir. And I think the explanation that I left off with was what I said before, that if someone is based on the second interpretation of Mechaka, someone that believes in Mashiach, he desires Mashiach, but doesn't expect him to come, so in a certain sense he's lacking an emunah that he's actually going to come. I mean, that's what it boils down to. Now, the little problem with that approach as a in other words, that this approach itself should explain the Rambam is because, according to this approach, we're not talking here about a feeling. We're talking here about a belief, something more in the realm of belief or which doesn't necessarily affect a feeling. According to this interpretation, mechaka means to expect. Expect doesn't have to mean that there's an anticipation in your heart, that there's a desire, there's a hope. It's an expectation. It's not necessarily really so much in the realm of feeling. From the Lashon Mechaka Lebiyasa, where the Rebbe clearly learns this, the Rebbe learns that the Lashon Mechaka is the Lashon of the Hergish. This time I know, but there's a feeling involved. Now, again, I'm not rejecting that. I think the explanation still is pretty much has a lot of teichin to it, because if I expect him to come, there's obviously a feeling also. There's this anticipation involved, but in the Lashon of the Rambam, it also seems, and this is the way the Rebbe learns clearly, I'm not going to go through the Zichus, if the Rebbe Zichus Mechakel Biyosi, he learns Mechakel Biyosi is a feeling of desire, of hoping, of waiting, of feeling a lack, of looking forward to something, of a feeling of wanting Mashiach. So the question is, why if I don't want Mashiach, in other words, why if I don't have that emotional desire and drive for Mashiach, am I called a Kefer? If I just learn mechaka as an expectation, the question is a chayra answer. But if I learn that mechaka means beyond expectation, there's a desire, it needs to be explained. There's one other explanation that I saw last week after I gave the shir. It's an interesting vart again. I also get it. It's a nice vart. I'm not saying it's not a good answer, but I'm not 100% happy with it. Other people give interesting answers like this. If you look in the Rambam, in Pirush Mishnah, I said the Rambam, like I mentioned last week, that's where also the Rambam writes, you have to believe he's coming, you shouldn't think he will delay, and so on and so forth. The Rambam then finishes off that somebody that denies Mashiach, and here you have words which vary based on the translations. One translation is, Shnismait etzlei my losei. He believes in Mashiach, but he doesn't think Mashiach will be as great as the prophets make him to be.
Mashiach or the
or whatever, it's not clear. The lashon is that he minimizes Mashiach. Other places it says that he belittles the concept. Yeah. So the Rambam says he's a kofer because the Torah itself mentions so on and so forth. So the question is, what does the Rambam mean with these words? Some people want. Now, I think I don't know if there's. You could read so much into the words. First of all, different translations seem to be saying different things. But some people want to say that the Rambam is trying to say it's not enough to believe in Mashiach. We have to talk and believe that Mashiach is going to be top notch. So if a person believes in Mashiach, but he doesn't believe, he says, don't overdo it. It's not nothing to make such a big deal out of. So then he might believe in a very basic version of Mashiach, but he's not ready to accept all the words of the Nevi'im, which make Mashiach as the greatest person that ever lived in certain aspects. So then he's denying Mashiach. So this nice pshetel comes here and says, again, it's a pshetel. So what does Rambam mean? Some doesn't believe Mashiach, even if someone believes in Mashiach. But he doesn't believe enough in Mashiach to the extent that he should await his coming. Because the Rambam, they want to parallel the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka to the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnah says, if you don't believe, or if you minimize his coming, you're a kafir. So they want to try to parallel the two things
in
Akdam to Perek Chelek. It's an Eden Perek. Where the Rambam writes the 13 Ikri Emunah. So the 12th Ikri of Mashiach.
Okay.
So they want to make a parallel. They write that when the Rambam says,
Inim Chakat. The Rambam is a time. The Rambam.
We want to say the Sonus of Chakat Vossi means that it's not the emotion, it's also a belief. But in other words, one person Mechal doesn't believe, someone believes, but he doesn't believe in Mashiach to the extent that Mashiach is so great that he really, we should look forward to this coming. So then, he's a kaif.
Okay. Yishleim is also good.
Huh?
Yishleim is also good.
Chais, yeah, whatever. So, according to this explanation, it's also a nice pshatl. The question is answered, but if that's pshatl in the Rambam, I don't know.
I'm sorry to ask, but Biyas HaMashiach, when we even commanded, I don't know if it's one of the Tayag mitzvahs, Bizman Ba'is Rishon, which Melech Be'yofye, which was Gilei Elikus, Eich Yamut Tot Megevart Far Moshiach, Eich Yamut Bo Hidden Obligated to Wait for Moshiach.
This is a good Shaila. It's a good Shaila. This is a good Shaila.
Okay.
On the answer to them is, there's no clear source either way, but one thing like this, there definitely is the sources that, I don't want to, I want to finish off this thing.
Okay, more that's a general idea.
Some people say yes. There is room to say there is room to say yes if it was a chiyuv or not.
The Gemara does it. Gemara asks a very similar shayla, and the Gemara asks a shayla in Shabbos. I think even Gemara asks over there. All the things that he said, there was a smachta from a pasuk from Cheskel something. So he says, "Where?" But Tilly Cheskel said it. We kept it also. Elamai, before we had it, Meseda kept it over without question.
Yeah, no. But the shaila is a very deep shaila, and the shaila is you're supposed to anticipate. In other words,
the Shleimer Melech Mishaitei one Mishiach to come.
Right. In other words, in time of Shleimer, Yidden weren't in Galus.
Meshe Rabbeinu said. Shlachem Yatishloch. Gonna end it with send them in the main. And the first him say, not only I'm not gonna be the one to be Nachnasin let this roll. This the end of the day, you're gonna send it with Mashiach. Send now Mashiach. What's the Pesuch Stemir?
But this is a separate discussion. Let me just finish off. I don't know if I'll have time to finish off just with what I wanted to say.
No, that gives a little clue to the answer of Mechake.
I'll tell like this again. The bottom line is, the definitely in some sort of seems that it wasn't even Mechake Lebiyose, even then if there was a Chi of Mamish, the way it's coming, I'm not so sure. Because I'll explain it just as throw a word. The Rebbe says, why is the Chi of Mechake Lebiyose? The Rebbe uses that, but I don't want to go there right now. It's a separate discussion.
Oh, yeah, thank you from Yaakov. It's a separate discussion.
Anyway, the point is like this. The point is, The Rambam seems, if you look at the Rambam, what it boils down is like this. There's one thing that's believing in Mashiach, then there's another thing is there's my emotional attachment to Mashiach. My emotional attachment to Mashiach means that I have a desire, in other words, I feel a lack without Mashiach. I want him to come, I hope for him to come. That itself is a separate chiyuv, it seems from the Rambam. There's belief, there's in the realm of belief, and then in the realm of feeling. Now the question is, why is the realm of feeling so important that if I don't have that, if I have the realm of belief, I should be called a kofer? What I would suggest is like this. I think there's two ways to say it, but let's just go to the basics. What is the belief in Mashiach? And I think this is really, I mentioned a little bit last week, but I think it's important, I don't know if I'll be able to articulate it properly, but what is the belief in Mashiach? The belief in Mashiach is not just a belief that one day something will come, somebody will come and make life better, things will be different, things will be more complete. The belief in Mashiach is a realization that the world the way it is now is in galus. The realization, it's not a belief in something that will happen in the future, it's a belief, it's an understanding that the reality of the world is such that it needs Mashiach. Without Mashiach, the world is not complete. Thus is the Emunah of Mashiach. Why is the world incomplete? So the Rebbe says that ideally the Mechaka Lebiyasa, I should await Mashiach for the spiritual, you know, the aspects of Mashiach, that there'll be a completion of Teira Mitzvahs and so on and so forth. Not every Yid is on that level. We need some spirit, Gashmi, stick us some physical perks. Life will be great. Madaz Raman writes, all delicacies will be as plentiful as the dust of the earth and so on and so forth. But there is very important that a Jew should have a desire for Mashiach. Why? Because the belief in Mashiach is not just a belief in it. Once come as al derech tchias ha-meitzim, like I mentioned last week, the belief in tchias ha-meitzim seems to be very one day the Eibishu will revive the dead. Why? What? We went in hand. It's not part of necessarily from the halachic aspect. It's not included in my belief. I have to believe it will take place. I don't have to believe much more than that. The belief in Bias HaMashiach means that I believe that this is what's supposed to happen, not just that it will happen. It's much more than just a belief. It's an understanding of reality in such a way that I understand this is what needs to happen, because without it, the world is incomplete. So, Mamela, if I have that, if that's the way my belief is, automatically there'll be a mechaka. Automatically there'll be a feeling. There'll be a want. There'll be a hope. There'll be anticipation. If it's just an intellectual thing that I believe is going to come, my muna won't be in the way of mechaka lebiyos. It won't be necessarily a feeling of all the lechid. The muna bias of Mashiach is essentially tied with the feeling of it, because it's a because the emunah in Mashiach and the anticipation from it come from one and same source. It comes from a realization that the world waiters can't go on the way it is. We can't just blind and go, Mashiach has to come. So a Yid that feels he wants Mashiach, he'll expect him to come. If you don't want Mashiach, means that in essence, similar to what you were saying, but just wanted to dig a little deeper, be able to identify. In other words, it's hard to say. People ask, in other words, if you look at it at the surface, I don't want Mashiach, why am I denying Mashiach? It's very hard to say, you don't want Mashiach because you don't have such a good enough emunah. On the surface, I think it's hard to say that, but if you think about it a little bit, if I don't want Mashiach, it means I don't really feel that the world needs Mashiach. If I don't, the world doesn't really need Mashiach, why should I expect Mashiach to come? Why should I hope he will come? So my feelings about Mashiach are very much part and parcel of my faith, and they are necessary for my faith. If I don't have that feeling of wanting Mashiach and desiring Chumas, so the whole thing of Mashiach to me then remains some theoretical abstract concept which I technically don't really believe is going to happen in a certain sense. In other words, and I'll say one more word, it's getting late, but it just adds a little more, it makes it a little bit clear. There's a word that Mabit writes that Ha'ichud Yisibu Shetel Shetechake, it says a very interesting thing. We say in Dani Mamin, even though he will tarry, Ava Bishis Mamei, Im Goza Achakele B'chol Yim Shav. Never lost a wait, it's coming every day. So the Mabit says the word, another Mephoshim said, the further time we're waiting for Mashiach doesn't come, the more I await him. Why? And I'll explain to you with a simple marshal. If you have a friend that tells you he's going to come over to your house tonight, whatever it is, a cousin, okay, so you're expecting him, says the chais will come 8:15. Expect him, so 9:15, 10:15. The more time goes on, the bigger of a doubt you have if he'll ever come in the first place tonight, right? But let's say there's a mother that has to take care of her children. And she tells her children, I'm coming home 8:15. Every second that gets later, you're expecting, all the more so she's going to come now, because you know for sure she's going to come. When you don't know something for sure is going to happen, the more time it takes, the more your doubts set in. When you know something for sure will happen, the more time goes on, the more you anticipate the coming. So if your understanding of Mashiach is such that you realize that the world has to have Mashiach, and it doesn't make sense that he's not here, then you're going to expect him to come. If not, if you don't really have that understanding which leads to that desire and that anticipation and that hope, so technically it means you're going to start doubting, is he really coming in the first place? So this is just again. I don't know if I was mechadish anything. I don't know. I don't know if what I said is mamish punkt ozran. But I think it's important to understand that if you cut down to the root of the chiyuvim, of the obligations of desiring Mashiach and believing in Mashiach, it might seem first as two separate things. One is I believe it. One is do I really want it? Don't I really want it? But technically, the belief and the desire go hand in hand. Because the same reason why I believe I would desire, if I desire, means whatever. And again, you could agree, disagree, this
learning,
is just...
The more your more perception you have, the world cannot survive, can exist. It's coming, it needs
That's why the Munah B'yis HaMashiach, together the Munah B'yis HaMashiach, even though, I didn't find halachic chiyuv, I have to believe that he's definitely going to come today, but I'm expecting him to come today. Because the whole amuna is that the way the world is now doesn't make any sense. It has to come. So it has to come now.
If we don't give up, like a son doesn't give up that his mother, his father is going to come, so the later they are, the more they are.